Good morning. We're continuing to on Hilchos Shabbos. We went in Klal Tes. We're talking about the concept of Groma and Shabbos. We discussed the concept of Groma in regards to Nezikin. And now let's see if we can move back to Shabbos for a little bit. To start the conversation, we have to be very familiar with the Gemara in Baba Kama, where the Gemara says a fascinating thing. The Gemara Baba Kama, Dab Samach Haman Aleph, discusses there's a case by Hilchos Nezikin where a person is actually potter from paying, because the wind is involved in the process of making the fire, as opposed to spreading the fire, but it's involved in the process of making the fire. The Gemara wants to know, why is that different than when a person goes on Shabbos and does the malacha of Zora? Zora is winnowing. After the person has finished threshing the wheat, and the kernels of wheat have been broken off and went away from the stalks that they grew on, you have little pieces of stalk left, and you have the kernels. The pieces of stalk are thinner, are lighter. They're referred to as chaff. And the kernels of wheat are heavier. A person takes a pitchfork, throws it into the air. The wind blows the chaff away, and the heavier kernels fall back down to the ground. So that's a malacha called zoreh, winnowing. The more discusses how is it different than the malacha of borer. It's a form of borer. You have items which are not attached. One is oichel, one is subsilus, one is bennett, one is something which is good, the kernel. One is subsilus, the stalk is worthless, it's useless. And he's separating the one from the other. That's a form of borer. So one of the definitions is because borer, the chiddush zera, is that it's done with the wind. But the Gemara says, well, you see that you're chayiv on Shabbos for using the wind to do the maisa of berer. So the Gemara says, why by Nezikin would not this seemingly similar case be chayiv? The Rishonim discuss why exactly the cases are similar, but the Gemara gives four terutzim to the question. And the final terutz that the Gemara gives is from Ravashi. Ravashi says that by Shabbos he's chayim because melechas machshavas osu Torah. In other words, this is a groma which is not enough to be chayim. He's just throwing it into the air and the wind is doing it. He's not doing it. It doesn't have a din of eshem shemchitzav, which Tosfos grapples, why not? But it doesn't have a din of eshem shemchitzav. But the Gemara says, even so, by Shabbos you're going to be chayim because melechas machshavas osu Torah. So Rashi explains that niskam machshavtoi, according to this definition, means if the person intends to do this and he uses this kayach to do what he wants to accomplish, he's going to be held culpable for doing so. So here, Malachas Mashabas is actually a reason to be chayiv, not potter. We've been discussing till now cases where Malachas Mashabas was a reason to say, well, it doesn't meet the criteria of Malachas Mashabas and a person is potter. Here we're saying the opposite. That it reaches the criteria of Melechas Machshavas specifically because you're trying to use the koyach. That's good enough to be chayiv, even though by Nezikin it's called a groma. So we have to clarify two questions. One question is this halacha uniquely said by Zora? Because by Zora, by definition, it's always involving the wind. Or is this a general rule, which is said by other malachas as well? So the Rosh here, in Baba Kama, says this seems to be unique to the malacha of Zora. Zora, by definition, is using the wind, and that's why it's going to be, we can apply the rule of malachas Mashavis and make it chayiv. By other malachas, which are not inherently through a groma, if a person would do it through a groma, albeit it's Melechas Mashabas, it would still be potter. However, other Rishonim disagree with the Rosh. One example is a Ran, and the Rosh will discuss the following question. The Mora discusses the case where a person does Ksiva by removing something. Now, by Sefer Torah, normally doing Ksiva by removing something is not valid. A person has to do it by writing something. So what does it mean by removing something? We have two possibilities. let's say there was a splash of ink and the person scratches away the ink and leaves the letter. So he didn't write the letter. He removed everything around the letter and the letter came into existence on its own. Another example is the person has a dalet. So a dalet and a resh look very fairly similar. The difference between a dalet and a resh is the dalet has a protrusion on its right side. So he scratches away the protrusion, changes the dalet into a resh. So that's called, and they refer to in the language of the Chazal, is chok toichos. He's chopping away. He's in great, the chakika is the act of chiseling away. He's chiseling away the outside thing and leaving us with the middle. So the assumption is that for writing a Sefer Torah, that's not kosher. But the more sense a person will do that on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv. So Rashi says, apparently we have to say it is considered a valid act of writing and it will work for a Sefer Torah as well. The Ran says, no, by Sefer Torah, it's not a valid act of ksiva. But by Shabbos, he's chayiv because Melechas Machshavos Asur Torah. So he's also using this idea of Melechas Machshavos to generate and give it a status of ksiva, even though for Sefer Torah it's not considered a ksiva. Why? Because Melechas Machshavos Asur Torah. So you see the Ran uses this concept of Melechas Machshavos in a place other than the case of Zorah. We'll see more about this in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.